Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful music, beautiful sounds on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That is Bello Mpendulo. Jesus, you are enough. And it's exactly 11 minutes just after 10. That's how we came out from our talk with the Department of Social Development. Ah, such beautiful one there. I'm joined now by the Queen herself. She's in the studio. Did you hear that sound, Ma?
Oh, it's sweet, honey.
I was like, Mpendulo, do it again.
Champion in his sphere of influence.
And he's not doing it again, Achman Mpendulo. How are you, Ma?
Oh, my goodness, Radio Pulpit family, I am back again. I am elated. I am excited to be here. I trust you can hear it in my voice. You know, when you are with family, it's just, you know, it's that place where I just can't wait to be here. Here I am. Thank you so much for the invitation once again.
And you look amazing.
Thank you.
So what has God been doing in your life?
God has been doing amazing things. So again, for this year, after I left here, we had a Marketplace Champions Conference in Amsterdam. That was just epic. Then the Lord took us to the United States. We had another Marketplace Champions Conference there. And we're ending our global tour right here in Johannesburg Center.
Tell me about it.
So we are having our Raising Champions in Your Sphere of Influence Marketplace Champions Conference on the 8th of November. Can you edge that?
It's just around the corner.
That's it. In your memory, that is it. So that we are ending right here. And I'm excited because, you know, when you come for the very best, I have saved the best for last right here in my home country South Africa.
Also, there will be some international guest speakers also coming through.
Yes, always. Okay. You know, God has opened the globe to us. So we are always able to bless everyone with our international speakers. So yes, we have them again this year.
Okay, so if I would like to find out more about this, what should I do?
You should go to www.imsonline.co and there where you will get all the details. And again, Radio Pulpit will also show that on their social media platforms, but on all our social media platforms, start with our website, www.imsonline.co.
IMSonline.co.
International Marketplace Summit.
We shouldn't confuse it.
Yes. IMSonline and .co, not .com. .co. There you go.
All right, then we also have such information, like maybe on your Facebook pages and stuff like that?
All our social media platforms. Okay. It's already there. So, yes, you can visit our social media platforms. We are on Facebook, International Marketplace Summit. We are in Instagram, marketplacesummit.online. MarketplaceSummit.online, I think. Yes. And then we're also on LinkedIn, International Marketplace Summit.
We are also occupying.
We must take new territories. Yes. Yeah. We have so many social media platforms. So, yes, we are on all of them. You can find those details.
All righty then. Yeah. So, tell us about today's topic. We're talking about raising champions in the spheres of influence.
Yeah.
I always love for you to start by explaining these two words all the time. The spheres. Why are we saying spheres and champions? Who are champions and what are spheres?
Yes. What does it mean to be a champion? Let's start there. A champion isn't just someone who wins. It's someone who represents the area of influence. So they are really present there every day. It's about, I'm here to win. I'm here to take territory. I'm here to really make the presence felt, make my presence felt. Let's think about David. David wasn't just the soldier, but David represented God. So champions are people who carry three C's: conviction, courage, and character. So what do champions do in the marketplace? Champions solve problems when others complain. That's number one. I've dropped the mic right there. Champions solve problems while other people complain. Champions are also people who build systems. Champions are people of excellence. They're not waiting for things to happen. They are people who make things happen. And champions are people who lift others and they compete in the marketplace. They are ones who are you know, they're pioneers. Sometimes they're the first one to solve that problem.
Yeah.
They are people of not just sitting passive with potential, but they are people who pioneer. So that's what a champion is. Mm. It's a person, conviction, courage. And
somebody
character.
Might say, but my David knew who he was. He knew he was going to be a king from the age of 12. And maybe that's why he was occupying.
But
David, if we look at David.
I love that point. I love that point because, you know, God announces things to us as well. So you may be sitting there and God has told you something. I am 100% sure of that because God doesn't just create someone to be roaming around, wandering and wondering what it's about.
Mm.
So David had that announcement made, but he had 15 years of fighting battles to get to the throne. So that is what a champion does. A champion is somebody who's going to fight through every challenge in the marketplace. I always tell people, the marketplace is a place that's contentious. It's a place that's combative. It's a place that's conflict prone. It's a place where you have to fight for what you want. So David had to fight. So I like that example because although he knew, it wasn't automatic. Why did God even tell him 15 years before? And I'm going to tell you now.
Mm.
Because he had to prepare himself.
Mm.
Because he had to fight the lion, the bear, the Goliath until he gets to the throne. And that's the same. That is why we're calling it a champion.
Mm.
Because it's someone that must go through every resistance, every hindrance, every blockage, every stoppage to be a champion in the marketplace.
Okay. Yeah. That is like really awesome. So it takes persistence as well.
That's it. That is it.
Mm.
So if I'm told I'm going to be a king and like 10 years later, I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I'm not a queen. I'm like, what's this? God told me this.
Mm.
So what must happen for me to be a champion?
Mm.
It means all these fights that I want to give up about. Oh, maybe God didn't say that. No, you know for sure.
And that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Mm.
So when we say champions and this conference is about you ending your year hearing about being a champion so that you turn up in 2026 as a champion.
Mm.
So you are positioning yourself as a champion. And that is why that story of David is important because we will hear something and we think it's automatic. We don't put in the work. We don't get beyond the complaints. We don't get beyond the doubts, the fears, the unbelief, the anxiety. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. That is exactly why God tells you long before, this is my plan for you. This is what I want you to do. This is the mountain I want you to occupy because he knows there's going to be so many troubles along the way. So he wants to make sure you are secure on what you heard right from the beginning.
So you said the three C's again that a champion carries?
Conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There is no way. I'm not doubting what God said. I'm convicted about going to the marketplace, IT professional, radio presenter. I'm an ambassador. I am convicted about that. Secondly, it's courage. Courage. I must be courageous about this. It's not going to be easy. And the last one, character. That is the biggest one, character, because a lot of the time we fall down as a place of character. And we see also the examples of David when he made his own mistakes, but he had to go and press through. And at the end, when he said as a king, his heart, God talks about his heart and character is about that. It's about who you are as a person. And sometimes the marketplace will change you because of the contention there, because of the fights and the battles there. You will be compromising, thinking about compromising. So we must have the character. And that comes with the preparation. There are certain things that you just say, this is not for me. I'm a kingdom person. And so we don't operate like this. So those are the three C's that are champion that we want to talk about champions.
And you did earlier on speak about us getting stuck on the conviction part.
Yeah.
Where God has spoken, but now 18 years later,
it doesn't. That's what I like people, they say, and that's what I say. Why is this not happening?
And also, then it also affects your courage. Then how do you keep being courageous when your conviction is now tested?
That's where I will always come back to. You must go to the marketplace spiritually, not with CVs and work experience.
Okay.
You must first go spiritually because when you are now coming up against, it's 18 years later and you are still not the king. What did God say? And what did God say? Back in his word. How trustworthy is God really? Back in his word. How am I really, really sure this is going to happen? Back in the word. So you must be spiritual about it. So that courage will be kept by being spiritual. God cannot lie.
Mm.
God cannot change his word.
Mm.
God is not the one who you, it says, the Bible says he is faithful. So even David, if he's like after 10 years now, he's still roaming around fighting bears and lions and doing all manner of things. He was actually fighting battles now in Ziklag and all of that.
Mm.
So his battles also increased incrementally.
Mm.
You don't just show up in the palace, right? So his battles increase incrementally. And that is also the journey. It's a journey with God. And it's a journey in the marketplace. You will get, so for example, for myself, I'll get into certain levels. The Lord will promote me. The Lord will promote me. There's higher battles every time until I get to the battles of the boardroom.
Mm.
There were battles.
But
in the
why classroom. Is it so hard for us to take it when we are able to take it with games? You know, with a game,
mm-hmm.
you have you start with level one.
Yeah.
And
there you go. Exactly.
Then level two.
Thank
but why
you.
Is it that when it comes to our spiritual journeys, then we have an issue when it comes to that?
Because we don't want to be spiritual about it.
Yo.
Just as simple as that. You don't want to be spiritual about it. When the battle comes in the marketplace, people consult people. My friend, what do you think? Another person did this business. My sister did this business and it didn't work for them. David had many brothers, but he was the one who was anointed. So
nobody connected David except God.
David wasn't even in the lineup. I'm dropping the mic right there. David was not. They didn't even think he could even be the one. So they never even called him.
Yeah.
Until Samuel said, there's something wrong with this picture. God says he's not any one of these eligible, handsome, tall sons of yours. So like, have I missed it somewhere? Have you got another son?
No.
Yes, the one in the backside of the desert. Anyways, looking after some sheep there. No, like he's not the one. Go and call him now. I won't sit down until he comes.
Mm.
So I'm saying that shows that everybody's journey requires that. Even when God said it categorically, David was anointed in front of his family. And all the time when he showed up now in battle, remember his brothers were in battle in the army.
Mm-hmm.
And Goliath is there calling them all sorts of names.
Mm-hmm.
When David showed up there to bring the sandwiches, the brothers were like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's forgotten that you're going to be
like,
king.
No, you should be.
Ibile, you like things. Urata dilo. You like things. Why are you here? That's how they said it, right?
Mm.
They said that. Mm. So everybody has now forgotten. Even you are doubting now. Everybody in your family has forgotten this boy is going to be the king.
Mm.
Take the sandwiches. And David said, you know what? That's now David being a champion. As the environment is telling you, your business won't work, the resources won't come. David said, I am going to cut off your head and raise it up for everybody to see. So God is going to make a public example of this problem. When God solved this problem of mine and solved my business thing and my marketplace issue, everybody who also had doubts and thinking that we are shutting down, we are closing down, the one person who stands up in faith and who's a champion in the marketplace, God is going to save the whole company. David said, I'm not going to fight this guy privately here in the corner. He said, what did you say? He says, by my gods, he said, very good. I'm going to not only deal with you today, I'm cutting your head off.
Mm.
After I've cut your head off, I'm lifting it up. Mm. Everybody must see that there's a God in Israel.
Ish.
So that is how champions go to the marketplace. Nobody was able to solve it. Now I'm giving this one to God because this one is in another level. This problem cannot be solved by any human. It needs spiritual intervention. It needs the hand of God. It needs the mighty arm of God. This is the only way that this thing is going to survive. So take it to God.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be spiritual about the marketplace. We want to be spiritual in church. But I keep on saying this. The marketplace is the most spiritual place. Why am I saying
that's
that?
That's our church, actually. The marketplace is our church.
Not only that, absolutely. But the second level is everybody's backed by something in the marketplace.
Mm.
Do you think people just get jobs and they can just come there and they sit there? No, they are backing by something.
Mm.
On the weekends, they are somewhere.
Mm.
When sacrifices have to be given, they are somewhere backed by something. So child of God, are you backed by God?
Mm.
Or are you backed by your CV and your work experience?
Mm.
I've dropped another mic right there. What are you backed? Who is backing you in the marketplace, in that spiritual environment?
But how did we get here?
Very good question. You know how we got here? By us being taught that the marketplace is not a place where we show up as believers. We are told that we show up spiritually only in the church. Church is sacred.
But then, what's the use of church?
Secular. They say we are secular. Isn't it? Aren't they saying that what we're doing today is secular work? And we've bought into that lie and deception. This is secular work. But the Bible tells us everything that people of God did, what Joseph did when God called him, even when he's in Potiphar's house, it says the Lord was with him. Mm. And Potiphar knew, this guy, I'm being blessed because of he goes to the prison. They're in the prison again. People put him in charge because they realize God is with him. Everywhere we show up, we should show up spiritually. And there is nothing secular about a child of God, because secular means, just if you look up this word in the dictionary, and you actually must do that, so that every single time you hear somebody telling you that you are doing secular work and the pastor is doing sacred work, you can debunk it and reject it completely. You must do that. Secular says devoid of spirituality. Now, a child of God is born of the Spirit, so there's no part of your life that can be devoid of spirituality, because when God saves you, He regenerates your spirit. So it's always spiritual. So all your life is spiritual. So now the deception has been that we are showing up Sunday and Wednesday midweek service spiritually, and the rest is secular.
But now, okay, I hear you. But we go to the garage to get petrol, right? We go to the workshop to get serviced so that the car can run awesomely throughout until the next service, so that the car can be excellent until the next petrol, you know. So then what's the use of going to church if we are just spiritual in church? And so what's the use of us being spiritual then?
Yes. So the church, though, if you look at Ephesians 4, and I love that because that's a key scripture for us at the marketplace. It says Jesus, head of the church, gave apostles, some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For the equipping of the saints. So church is for our equipping. That's why they preach and teach there. And then it says for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. So what is the reason that we, the those fivefold, are equipping the saints? For the saints to do the work of ministry. So the question now is, where do these saints do this work of ministry? Because church, we sit there and we are equipped. We listen to the teaching. It's, we disciples, pen and paper. But where do we carry out what we've learned? Where do we apply what we've learned? It's in the marketplace where we are every single day. And you know, Jesus was most of the time in the marketplace. Paul was in the marketplace. We have lost it somewhere where we think we have to live it out in the church. No, because we know that already. Sibongile. What do we do in church? We sit and listen. We sit and watch. And we don't do. The doing is where you go tomorrow.
Are we now lazy as a result of that?
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm even trying to hide.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hide.
Do you know what people say? I'm waiting on the Lord. I've dropped another mic right there. They are waiting on the Lord. The pastor has equipped them. The pastor has equipped them for 10 years. They are still waiting on the Lord. Yeah. That's the Christianese we use these days for not living out. Imagine if Joseph said he's waiting on the Lord whilst he's in Potiphar's house. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm not doing anything. Imagine if when
then
he was...
Then it would be useless.
Then they throw him in prison. He's still waiting on the Lord. You know Joseph's story. Because he continued to use his gifts, talent, and abilities inside the prison, the prison is what brought him to the palace in one day. You didn't catch me. Because he was faithful with his gifts and interpreting the dreams where he was. He was not waiting on the Lord.
He was busy.
He interpreted
serving.
It and he said, please, when you get out. One day this baker said, do you know this person? And you know, sometimes that happens to me. People say, Prudence, I was just thinking about you. You would be perfect for this assignment, perfect for this project. They will remember you. And it says they remembered and they said, quickly get the guy. He interpreted. King, I know exactly who's right for this project.
For.
Who are you looking for? And, you know, it in a day. So you'd look at this 18 years. Remember, we're going back to our 18 years. You look at the 18 years of life, Joseph is like, people are not bowing to me. I don't know what this means. This is not going to happen. I'm doubting all of this. David, am I ever going to be king? Now I'm here in the backside of the desert with some few sheep. Just to insult him, they say few sheep. So then they say, quickly get him ready. wash him, dress him, quickly shave him in one day.
Instantly.
Oh my goodness, people. Preparation. That is, champions prepare themselves. The moment is coming.
So, okay. So, what should be the attitude?
But it's
what we need. It's what we need. And I think this applies in every area of our lives, our prayer life, in every area. Because so many times we get discouraged because, yes, God said, but it's not coming to pass. But so, it's because we are sitting and waiting on God.
Look and see. Out of faith. It's impossible. Without faith, it's impossible.
Okay, so
you are actually becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So what should be our posture, or should, or not, before we even get to the posture
let's
of our heart? Let's get, okay, all right. Because I wanted to ask you, what should be our attitude? I'm just thinking of a waiter would come with a smile even if they're ill-treated.
Yes, because if you do it as unto the Lord, then it doesn't matter who's standing in front of you.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Because remember, if Joseph was miserable enough in the prison, he would have a different posture. But what is he doing? How are they able to identify that we must put him in charge? He's doing the little ironing or whatever they do in prisons excellently. It says then he gets promoted in prison. Really? So everywhere went. So now he's in a foreign land. They've even taken him out of his home country, carried him, the Bible tells us. The Ishmaelites carries him to, and he's in Potiphar's house.
Human trafficked.
Foreign country. I'm now encouraging those who think the place is too hostile. People never give me an opportunity. In a foreign country, because of how he shows up spiritually, the Bible says not him. He's not sitting telling his boss every day, promote me, promote me. He is doing his work, and the Bible says the boss then knows his household is blessed because of Joseph. Because you are there, that company is blessed. You don't have to ask for a promotion. Anyone who's got any sense will promote you. It's just as simple as that. When they see the hand of God on you, they know that you always have the wisdom to solve their business problems. They see you always at the company. Oh, I've been praying for the company. What is it? We're going for a deal. I'm praying for my boss. I'm praying for this. And they get the deal. They'll come back and like, hang on a minute. There's something here. You pray for that deal that we didn't think we were going to get and we got it. What does this mean?
And you're excellent in your doings as well. You're showing excellence in your space.
This is why
for
the
them
conference
to get the deal.
Is talking about raising champions in your sphere of influence, not in my sphere of influence, in yours. God has created a space and a place for you, for me, for everyone. So when I show up in my sphere of influence with excellence, then there will definitely be a space created for you at the next level.
Yeah.
Spheres of influence.
Yeah.
We still have to unpack that one.
I'm still stuck.
We are still on the title.
Because I think our attitude affects everything.
Absolutely. I used to like this when I was growing in my career. Your attitude will affect your altitude. Your attitude will affect how high you go. Because as you say, often I go to restaurants and I obviously would minister to people in restaurants. So if the person comes, I will immediately, I'll talk to them. If they look miserable, I'll talk to them. How is it going? What is going on with you? And when they're smiling, I would be like, okay, what are you trusting God for? What is your next? Yes, I'm just here as a stopgap to get money to, I'm going to pray with you. What is it that you want? I'm praying for my family. I'm praying for a house. I'm praying for a better job. I'm praying. Immediately how your posture is and how you show up, that is what is going to determine your altitude. But if you are miserable there, even when God has sent his servant to that place that day that you didn't even think about, you will miss that because if your posture is very hostile, I'll sometimes ask you, but sometimes if I'm very busy, I won't ask you about that. But sometimes I will. I will pray with you and I'll do. And we've had testimonies just like that. When I come back to the restaurant, you prayed for me the last time I was here. I did get the job. You prayed for me. I got the scholarship. You prayed for me. Just one prayer over one cup of coffee. And I'm there even having a meeting with someone else. And God just attends to their problem in a matter of seconds because they can't be there long. They are working.
Sure.
So the prayer must be quick. And God shows up.
You remind me of a young man who had a degree, but he didn't get the kind of job he was looking for. And but he went and he became a petrol attendant. He did it excellently, like excellently.
We will drive to that petrol station to just talk to that guy.
Yeah. He didn't even have good shoes or anything, but that's did his work excellently.
That's somebody came
and said, "No, man, I think I know you from somewhere. Weren't you in this university?" He says, "Yeah, I was." He says, "Please, tomorrow bring your CV." And he got a promotion just like that.
Attitude determines altitude. And not even attitude only to people, our attitude to God. You said I was going to be a king. Like, this is not what it looks
like. Yeah,
and the Lord is like that attitude. And so that goes back to character.
Yeah.
That we even blame God.
Sure.
And we want Him to bless us.
Mm.
So if we don't make that adjustment today.
Uh-huh.
Towards God. God is a king. He's the king of every king. So imagine how casual we are with God. Sometimes I like, Lord, may the reverence, may the fear of God return to the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're thinking. We address you like a casual friend. No.
He's a king.
He says, he's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
All wisdom.
Knowing who He is, trembling. He said, I was going to become a king. Oh my goodness. I don't know how God is going to do this, but I know God cannot lie. You've started the beginning of wisdom. You fear God. You know that God cannot lie. You know the word says that when He says it, He will do it. When
He promises it,
He will make good on His word. He will establish it. So Lord, how are you going to do it? Father, I thank you.
Yeah.
Father, I bless you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We have never had a king in this family.
Yeah.
We've never had a queen in this family. Yeah. God is going to do it. Even I want to see how God is going to do it. Did they have a king in David's family?
Mm-mm.
So how did God do that one? How did He pull that off?
But He became.
God cannot lie.
Sure. Okay, my queen, I want us to go to this fiasco, but can we take a breather and allow this to sink in? May the Lord help us. And I think it's time for repentance, really.
Thank you.
It's time for repentance, where we repent and say, Lord,
return to me with all of your heart.
Let's take a break. We're coming back.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882 and online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts.
And that is Mahalia Buchanan. This morning, you fight for me. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is just for you with you up until 3 o'clock. I love 3 o'clock, ne? Not today. Until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, you have Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective. I saw them coming in and getting themselves ready for your 11 o'clock. But right now, I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, the International Marketplace Summit Queen. She is with us today. And we are, my family, raising. Okay, she's helping us to raise us. I'm also part of those that have been raised. Raising champions in the spheres of influence, but I'm just challenged by what you were challenging us on, and I think it's high time that we stop complaining as God's children. We are in the battlefield. I think that is important to remember. Put it in us all the time. You're in the battlefield. You are fighting, and yes. The Lord is fighting for us, but we have to play our part as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Lord has done his part, and we have to do our part.
Mm.
That is as simple as it is, because Christ says, go and make disciples of all nations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jesus taught us to pray. He said, let your kingdom come on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Who will make his kingdom to come on earth then, other than those he left on earth?
Mm.
His disciples here.
Mm.
So Jesus has given us the authority. He's given us the power. We've got the word. We've got the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We've been given every spiritual equipment to do our part. And then we have to be skilled practitioners.
And it's in us, right?
It is in us. Greatness is in us. The Holy Spirit, God tabernacles in his people. What greater thing could you want?
Yeah.
If we knew that God was in the temple and we have to go there all the time, then I would also be insecure going to my marketplace like, Udima, I'm really alone here today. Father.
Where are you?
Father, yes, exactly. And literally, Lord, where are you today?
Ndate Makamu, hello to you. Good morning. He says good morning to me and
good
the
morning,
Queen.
Tate.
Mary Nicholson is like, amen, amen, amen.
That's it. Wonderful.
You know, Mary, Ndate Makamu and family, my spirit is running all over the studio. You don't know.
Overflow.
I'm not sitting. Yeah, my body's sitting, but my spirit is running everywhere.
Cartwheels. Doing cartwheels.
You wanted to go to another point before we forget?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk about, the topic is again, raising champions in your sphere of influence.
Uh-huh.
So we wanted to talk about what are these spheres of influence, right? And the language sometimes it's different. Sometimes people call it mountains, spheres of influence, areas, industry, sectors.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to talk about the seven most common ones that we know. So number one, business. Marketplace is a place of enterprising, selling skills, talents, abilities. It's a place
of transactions,
products, services. So that's the business environment. And the economy and finances is a big part of our lives. You know, sometimes people deceive ourselves. We say, when we talk about money a lot, money answers all things. So we need to have money, because what we see is when we don't even have money, that's when we compromise ourselves. That is when we are stealing things. That is when we are breaking in. That's when people become robbers, because they don't have money to take care of the basic things in their lives. So business is a very important environment. Secondly, education. So you were asking earlier. So I've just started at the boardroom. So I've actually started at the top. I should have started with education. The classroom.
The master of all.
The classroom.
Or the mother of all careers.
So we must be skilled practitioners. And we see Joseph being skilled at what he was doing. That's why he gets promoted. And our excellence is what is going to get us a voice in the marketplace.
Right.
People often ask me, but we are not allowed to preach in the marketplace. I'm like, God forbid. Are you preaching in the marketplace? You are supposed to be working in the marketplace. That's your preaching.
So, yeah.
Your report,
your excellence
on time,
is your
deadlines, your excellence in what you're doing, how you show
your
up,
speech, your
teamwork,
conduct,
your interactions. That is your preaching. People are going to ask you, but like, you are different. You are different. So second sphere is education. This is third sphere, which I love very much, because my favorite person operates there, media. Media can take your message all over the world. You don't even have to get on a flight. So media is very important because media dictates the narrative. So media, then arts and entertainment. So all the creative people, I know sometimes they exclude themselves, but there is a sphere of influence just for the creative arts.
Yes.
Whether
yes.
it's fashion,
yes.
it's
yes.
music,
yes.
it's art, literal art. It is singing. It's it is the film industry. It's the all of that, even sports, right? Sports and entertainment.
Yes, yes.
So every human needs recreation. God said rest. So there's a time when we have to rest and cease from works and just celebrate what God had done. And that's where that field of art come in. So those who are operating there, you need to be a champion in the arts and entertainment. And then we also have...
where you are operating.
Government. Government. Oh my goodness. So isn't it interesting in South Africa at the moment?
It is.
Like, okay, I'm not going there. I know people are trying to trap me to go there. I'm not going there. Government is important because it affects our lives. Mm. It affects the environment. What if the government turns up tomorrow and say all taxes are going to be 70% for individual taxes, 70% for business taxes? Mm. So you see how important it is? Mm. So we have to work with our government. And then the last two are the ones where we all are operating. So those are mostly where your profession is, right? What you do, what you take to the marketplace, the first five. And the last two is the basic ones. All of us are there. One, family, foundation of every society. Mm-hmm. So family is important. And the other one is religion, our conviction, our faith. Mm. So, and we are sitting
even
here
in that
talk
one right now. It's very interesting right now.
Oh, it's very interesting. 3 days ago.
We're still pushing.
I was listening the whole day last night. I said, I must listen to this thing from A to Z to see where it's going.
Yeah.
So I know my prayers, how targeted they must be. Because, exactly. So those are the spheres of influence. So as you are showing up in that, even a pastor turns up in the sphere of religion every day. Mm. How can he prepare his people for the marketplace? Because that's where we are every day.
Yeah.
So if he only prepares us for Sunday, that is why we go to the marketplace passively.
Mm.
I've said something. Mm. That is why we are waiting and seeing in the marketplace, because we don't understand that that is our area where God wants to see us raising. That is our sphere of influence.
Mm.
And also as individuals, we said earlier, so you are being equipped by the church leaders, spiritual leaders, for you to show up in the place where you are going to now do his ministry. Mm. He's doing his ministry to you so that you can do your ministry where you are every day. And that is why it's important. And that is what we're talking about, raising champions in the marketplace.
Sure.
So we're calling you to transformation. It's a different way of thinking. We're changing your mindset.
Mm.
You have to change your mindset about the spirituality of the marketplace and about how you show up in the marketplace spiritually.
Mm. I think sometimes it's disappointing maybe to heaven when the Lord looks at us and, like I said, occupy till we come. He didn't say just go sit, you know. Just
we are scoring own goals every day. Own goals. I know, like if I was in heaven, you know, that's probably why heaven rejoices for one repentance, one sinner, because like we're not even coming in crowds.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we are scoring own goals.
Maybe the English didn't have a good word for what Jesus said when he said, occupy till I come.
Yeah. Maybe. Let's say it that.
Yeah. So people think, no, fill up space, just sit there.
No.
It's for you to show forth Christ in that space and work excellently and tirelessly.
You know, there's such an amazing scripture in Exodus 31.
Uh-huh.
It says this, and I love this one because Pentecost had not yet come.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit is turning up in the book of Acts. But here in Exodus, the Bible tells us the Spirit of the Lord was upon him for knowledge, understanding, wisdom in all manner of craftsmanship, in wood, in jewelry, in all of that. Did I say jewelry or did I say pastorship? did the Bible say jewelry? Really? Lord, I need the Spirit of the Lord upon me for jewelry, for crafting wooden products.
Mm.
Are you listening to me, Radio Pulpit family? Are you listening to me, IMS partners? The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, HR person, IT person, marketing person, so that you can show forth his glory in the marketplace. And when you do that, there is no hand that will hold you down. There is no hand that has the ability to hold you down, because the mighty hand of God will uphold you in the marketplace.
Our time is so up, but I thank God for
is broken.
The ministry.
There's something wrong with your watch. It just started.
But I thank God for the ministry of today. It's exactly what we need as God's children. We can't be even timid.
Yeah.
You know, timidity cannot be identified with us in the same sentence when we go out there. But thank you for these lessons.
Yes.
And you are calling us to equip us further.
So
what can we expect on the day?
Why this conference? Why we're hosting the Marketplace Champions Conference 2025.
Mm.
It's a space to equip you for greater impact.
Mm.
So on the 8th of November 2025, meet us at 133 First Road, Lynnbrook Park, Sandton, 9 to 5. And it is in person and it's also virtual. So we're going to have people from around the world coming to join us. Register at www.imsonline.co. You'll meet voices who've shifted industries without losing their faith. You'll gain tools to lead with both profit and purpose. And guess what? Six attendees are going to win a space for an international leadership program. I know. This prize is just like off the charts. Unbelievable. IMS has already touched Kenya. I said Amsterdam, US, and now we're ending right here in Johannesburg. We're also opening vendor spaces for entrepreneurs. So come and showcase your products, your services, your brand, your testimony of faith in your business. This isn't just another event. It's a kingdom appointment. The people you meet could be your next divine connection, your kingdom collaborator.
Awesome. For more information, where do we go?
For more information, we are on Instagram at marketplacesummit.online. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, International Marketplace Summit. And we are also on our website, www.imsonline.co. And we are on early bird pricing right now, so don't wait for lastminute.com. Go and buy your tickets today.
All right.
We are waiting for you.
Thank you so much, my queen, for coming through. Welcome back.
Thank you. It was so amazing to be back. I've forgotten how much fun it is to come here with the Radio Pulpit family. So, Sibongile, please invite me back again. I'm begging you right now.
Thank you so much. Ma, in two words, what do we say to the Lord where family members are concerned?
Let's pray. Let's pray that prayer of repentance. Let's pray that prayer of repentance that, Lord, we have not believed you. Lord, we have not believed what you have said concerning our lives in the marketplace. Lord, we are coming back at this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring every single person under the sound of my voice before the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, that you said it's a throne of grace. It's a throne to receive mercy. It's a throne to receive grace for our time of need. So, Father, we come with repentant hearts because where you have told us to operate and show forth your glory, we haven't done it. Lord, we're coming back to repent. We believe the report of the Lord. So as we are there in the marketplace, O God, we know that you've created a place and a space for us. You said, be productive, be fruitful, multiply, increase, subdue, replenish the earth and walk in dominion. Lord, you said that right at the beginning and you blessed man. The Bible says you blessed them. So, Father, as we are operating there in the marketplace, we come with a new conviction of faith, knowing in whom we have believed. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we posture our hearts today, you said David was a man after your own heart. So may our hearts be postured to believe the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Bless everyone in their marketplace endeavors, O God. Those who are looking for jobs, who are waiting, Father, may they do what is in their hand. You ask Moses, what is in your hand? So, Father, those who are waiting, we also pray for a blessing, for open doors, for opportunities, for new territories in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. And we say hello to Germany, Yanni Belsa. We are signing off. Keep winning out there.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life.
a winning team on the road to eternity.